What not to do, assuming agreement. Because the same word is used in this video, we are looking at what not to do. Do not assume agreement just because another person uses a familiar spiritual word. This mistake happens often. Someone says, I believe in God, and we assume they mean the God of the Bible. Someone says, I believe in grace, and we assume they mean salvation through Jesus Christ. Someone says, I pray, and we assume they pray to the Father through the Son by the Holy Spirit. Someone says, I believe in heaven, and we assume they mean resurrection life with God. Someone says, I believe in karma, and we assume they simply mean that choices have consequences. Those assumptions may be wrong. The person may mean something very different. A Christian leader can fall into two opposite errors. The first error is careless agreement. We hear a shared word and say, yes, we believe the same thing. This may feel kind, but it can create confusion. It may erase real differences between Christianity and other worldviews. The second error is combative correction. We hear a word used differently and immediately respond, that is wrong. This may feel clear, but it can shut down trust. The person may feel attacked before they feel heard. The better way is respectful clarification. For example, if someone says, I believe God is in all of us, you might ask, when you say God is in all of us, do you mean God created us, God loves us, or that every person is part of God? That question matters. Christianity teaches that human beings are made in God's image. It does not teach that human beings are pieces of God. If someone says, I believe in karma, you might ask, when you say karma, do you mean consequences, moral justice, reincarnation, or something else? If someone says, I just want peace, you might ask, when you say peace, are you thinking of emotional calm, healed relationships, freedom from conflict, or peace with God? This is not nitpicking, it is ministry wisdom. Shared words can hide different altars. They can hide different views of God, the self, sin, suffering, salvation, death, and hope. A careful Christian leader listens before agreeing, listens before correcting, listens before quoting, listens before praying. Then, when the time is right, the leader can say, as a Christian, I understand that word in a distinct way. Would it be okay if I shared that? That one sentence can keep the conversation both honest and gentle.